you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Mae Edmond. And we're happy to be with you on tonight. And we are looking for the Lord to have his way. So don't touch that dial. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for giving us another day and another chance that we can get closer to you, that we can do your will, speak your words, oh Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing for us, oh Lord. We are so grateful for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the many blessings that you have given unto us, oh Lord. We are not worthy, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy right now, Lord. We give praise and glory and honor to thy name. You are so worthy, Jesus. Help us to lift up thy holy name. Help us, Jesus, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are coming to you today, Lord. We need your help. And we know that you are our help, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Come to our rescue today, Lord. You know all about us, oh Lord. You know that we had to meet up before we called. Lord, we're asking Jesus that you touch our feeble bodies, that you give us strength tonight, that you will have the way, and that you will send thine anointing, oh Lord, that you will bless the listeners and all those who are dying of blessing, those who want to design to be healed, and those who are designed to be delivered, that soul that has gone astray but want to come back to you, that soul that has a change of heart and a change of mind, the way that they were going, bring them back to you, Lord. Give them strength in their mind, oh Lord, that they may give their life unto you, Lord. Pass away, Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Move by your spirit, oh Lord. We want you to take full control, for without you we can do nothing. We need you to touch right now, Lord. Look on those souls that are hurting, that their heart is broken. Hallelujah, you know all about their situation. You know how to fix it, oh Lord. You know how to make it right, Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody, Lord, has been sick. Hallelujah. We want you to touch their body, oh Lord. Heal right now, Lord. We know how to heal. You said in the word to heal Christ. We are healed. We take you at your word. We believe you, and we know that you can do what you said you will do. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. We're down here waiting, Lord. Jesus, we're trying to be blessed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch some souls. Grant the petition, oh Lord, according to thy will. Let your will be done, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know you got the power. Thou art a strong deliverer. You're able with your will. Just take our vows unto you, Lord, so that in the day of trouble, we can call unto you, and you will answer us, oh Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We believe you right now. We believe thy word, Lord. Thy word is true, Lord. You're able, Jesus. You're able, Lord. Have thine own way, Jesus. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to praise, Lord. Continue to heal, Lord. Strengthen and encourage your people. Those who have made a start, Lord. We want you to continue to bless them, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord. Give them strength, oh Lord. To set their way, oh Lord. That they might get the deliverance that they need. We know you're able, Jesus. Find Satan and his evil work tonight. Cast out Satan. Let your blood cover, Lord. Let your spirit be there tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we're dependent on you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. You are our help, Lord. We need you to come to our rescue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord. Jesus, we are waiting,
The law of the Lord is perfect,
converting the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired for they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from my secret fault. Keep back thy servants also from the presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank God for the word. Praise the Lord. This time we have a selection from Francis Khadija Halim.
What a moment you have brought me to such a freedom. I have found in you, you're the healer. To make all things new, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. This to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving on to you have risen with all power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
Dial number is 319
527-6036. And online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG. We also work with now Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The call-in number is 319-527-6763. And you also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title 1, 4, and 1 is. We are praying for all those on our prayer list, especially for Crawford West, Jimmy Walker, Pastor Tony Evans, Evangelist Levy, Carr, that the Lord will heal his body, Samuel Anderson and family, Mr. Bill Bradley. All those requesting prayer, and those are all the announcements that I have at this time. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. At this time, we will have the word of encouragement through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus, it's a blessing indeed to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. Thank the Lord, honoring the Lord and to whom honor is due. I'm thankful that the Lord blessed us to have this opportunity one more time.
Yes.
Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture that we read. And there were just some of the verses that began to just stand out and stick with me, talking about the law of the Lord is perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His law can change a soul. Glory be to God. And I thank him for his laws because they are perfect. Praise the Lord and others portion of the scripture. It's just a beautiful passage talking about the fear of the Lord and how it is clean, enduring forever. Glory to God. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous all together. We ought to desire his judgment more than anything. Hallelujah. The scripture describes his judgment as sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. You ever experience the judgment of the Lord?
Yes.
You taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
It's a peace that you can never compare to anything else. Glory, hallelujah.
And thank
God. Praise the Lord. I also beautiful selection coming
Amen.
Through the hands of Cathedral
yes.
and moving forward. Amen.
Yes.
No need of looking back, praise
Amen.
God. But let us keep moving forward. Amen. Going forward in the Lord. And I encourage you on tonight to get in that word of God and study
Amen.
The word of God, meditate
yes. Yes.
his law day and night. And you'll find out just how perfect the law of the Lord is. You'll find out just how sweet his judgments are. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for just being a part of this great ministry. And I thank God for how he has blessed us. And I want to encourage you on tonight to put your time in, to participate. When you hear this broadcast come on, get ready to praise the Lord. Amen. Get ready to pray and seek the Lord and ask God for your petition because this is what the ministry is all about.
Yes.
Coming forth to minister to you. Oh, hallelujah. God may have his way in your life. Amen.
Yes.
And bless you. Amen.
Yes.
I'm thankful. I thank the Lord for all things. Don't come on in. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I'm feeling good down here. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but this is the second day of the week, Tuesday, Sunday, the Lord's Day, first day, Monday, the second day, Tuesday, the third day, every day, praise day. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, come on in, but I have one thing I'd like to say.
Yes.
I was talking with my son, and somebody
gave me an invitation to speak. Praise the Lord. And he was marveling at how long my day was on Sunday. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I began to say that as long as the sun is up, amen, as long as it's Sunday, it's the Lord's day all day long. Praise God.
Right.
Praise. It's not finished. Praise is not finished until I go to sleep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the day that the Lord has made, I rejoice. I'm glad in it. And
yes.
Praise is not over until I go to sleep. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. But I encourage you to give God the glory and honor and praise that is due to his name. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Evangelist Smith.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for those beautiful expectations. I tell you, God is good. I'm being stirred up here. I tell you, the Lord is merciful. He's a good God. Now we will have a selection from Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds.
The Lord, thank God for this opportunity to say or do something for the Lord.
Yes.
I've been tested, my faith has been tried. Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed a few, accused and scorned. He's done everything he could do to conquer my soul, but I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, still have joy. Listen, friends have left me. They question my faith. But what I try to do is go back in my faith. Every stand of pain is what's here to my eyes. But God has replaced the blessing.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, my
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Be a part of this broadcast. For every song, for every scripture, every prayer that has gone up before the Lord. All the exhortations and the encouragement of our hearts and minds.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the word of God. Glory to God. Praise God. My title for tonight is, Are We Are Being Tested. We, as the people of God, we are being tested. And my theme is God's grace is sufficient for me. Glory to God. We're going directly to the word of God. Taken from the 12th chapter and beginning with the 9th verse. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My subject tonight, God's grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
God's grace is sufficient. Grace is a favor or a disposition to grant something freely. It's mercy. And on the truth, we can say that God has had mercy on our souls. When he looked down upon man and saw man in a sin, God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, in the form of a man. And Jesus gave his life. And on the truth, we can say God had mercy upon us.
Amen.
God showed his grace to us.
Amen.
It was nothing that we deserved. That we did so well, because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were sinners and rested from God, but God grace us and dispensation. God grace us. God have mercy upon us. And he choose favor. And he save our souls to every born again believer in Christ. God grace is sufficient. A believer was told. And he was speaking, and also Paul was glorying in his infirmity. You see, Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he began to seek the Lord, that the Lord would move him. And back in the 7th verse, he says, and that I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation, that I was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan conducted me, that I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, and he sought the Lord's right, and he made it talk for me, and he said unto me, these are the words of Jesus, my grace is sufficient for me, my strength is made perfect in weakness, there are times when I pray, child of God must be tested, must be tried, you must be tested, to see whether or not you are pure gold, or fool's gold. Thank you.
thank the Lord for that powerful message. Glory to God.
Yes,
God is able. He's got the power and he's got the strength to keep us from all that we are inside here. His grace is sufficient. We thank God for the word of God. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by James Fielder. How many afterwards you can give remarks and the other ministers make your remarks.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. That's all we need is the grace of God. And at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. If there's anyone right now who wants to give your life to surrender to him, amen, and experience the beautiful grace of God, amen. Anyone who has a prayer petition, we ask that you will present that petition at this time, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble ourselves before you. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy on us, oh God.
God.
We call on your holy name,
yes,
Lord Jesus. And we ask for grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name,
Lord, stretch out your mighty hand right now.
Yes.
We ask you to move by your power, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Save you to the utmost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will hear the sinner's cry, that you
yes,
have mercy on their soul, oh God, and forgive their sins.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, take away their sins, oh God. Move
yes,
on them right now, Lord Jesus, and let them experience your love and your grace towards them. Oh,
yes,
my God, we pray tonight. Oh, Lord, make your holy visitation.
Yes,
for them where they are right now, God. Go into the room where they are.
Yes,
lay your hand on them, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
touch their body right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, send your healing mercy from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet.
Yes.
Lord, make them whole, ever with whole, from inside out. In the
yes,
name of oh, God, we ask you right now to remember those who are afflicted. Lord Jesus, please, my God, help them.
Help
them. God, all right. You have the power, Lord, to do everything.
Yes,
we're depending on you, Lord. We're looking unto you. Remember those, oh, God, who are battling, who have the COVID virus right now.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you intervene, oh, God. That you would touch them, and that you rebuke the virus in the name of Jesus and make them whole, Lord. Heal their bodies, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord, blessed Savior. We're asking you right now, God, to remember every prayer request, every petition that is going up before you right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, we ask you to grant every request.
Yes,
it is done, Lord. According to your holy will, in
yes,
the name of Jesus,
yes,
in the name of the Lord God, Jesus, we ask that you will cover us from your blood, Lord.
Yes,
that you will strengthen us, oh God.
Yes,
that you will build us up, oh Lord Jesus.
Yes,
make us over, my God.
Yes,
make us what you have us to be. And help us, Lord, to ever look to you and trust in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we're down here. We're waiting on you.
We
can't do nothing, Lord.
Yes,
here you come. We're waiting on you, Lord.
Waiting.
That's why we're waiting, Lord.
That's why we're waiting.
Yes. We need miracles right now. Oh, my God, what miracles. While we're down here praying and waiting on you. We believe you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we trust you right now, God.
Right now,
we ask your word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask you to increase our faith, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Believe as the scripture says, oh God. Lord, forgive our shortcomings, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please forgive our doubts, Lord. Take away all the doubts.
Take away
the unbelief.
name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, right now, Lord.
In
the name of Lord. Lord. Oh, my God, you made every one of us, Lord, and you know us by name. You know everything that's going on with us. You know our thoughts, Lord, far off before the thought gets to our minds. You know about it, Lord.
You know it.
Sometimes we have things in our lives that we
they want. Like sometimes God intends for us to go through with these things in place. Once that you understand that His grace is sufficient. Oh,
yes.
And that's really all we need. So, yes, you're going to suffer. You're going to have to deal with some things we don't want to deal with. But His grace, oh, yes, Lord, is sufficient.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, yes. And we come to understand that it's not us.
Amen.
Can't do anything about ourselves, but it's God who's doing everything for us. Hallelujah. And He gives us grace, and that's enough. Amen. Oh, praise God. I truly enjoy that inspiring and encouraging message coming on tonight. And I want to encourage you to take this word of God in, and you apply it to yourself and live by it. Because the Lord gave him
him a lot of revelation, but he was glorious because he was in his infirmity. And he said, lest I should be exalted above measure. God had given him that thorn in the flesh. He gave Satan, he allowed him to buffet him. So that, in other words, he wouldn't get lifted up. And God would not remove that thorn that was in his flesh. That was something that he had to continue to suffer and go through with. But God told him in his word, his grace is sufficient for him. So we can go through. We can go through. I don't care what we're going, can go through. The Bible said, be thou faithful unto death. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Be thou faithful unto death. You're going to have trials and tribulations for 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death. So if the Lord don't move the thorn, we still got to be faithful unto the Lord. So we thank the Lord for all the comments, all of the exhortations, all of the word of God on tonight, everything that was said and done to the glory and honor of God, all the prayer. I tell you, I just enjoyed the service on tonight, and it brings back many, many memories, and I'm thankful for that. And I'd like to inform you, our last show program on this station, tonight is the last night that we're going to be on this station, but we will go over to another station, and I'm going to give you the new number, but after tonight, we won't have this number. The new number for you to call in is 563-999-3. The new number is 3-999-3511. That will be the new number, and we will be back here on Sunday. So the first Sunday in April. So when you get ready to come on, just go to this number, 563-999-3511. And I also like to say, if you would like to have your taxes done and you would like to see more money, and that is located 227 Market Street in Camden, New Jersey, 08102. And also, if you like to get your hair done and you like the natural hair, the hairstyles, hairdo, you can go to Camden, New Jersey, and it's 1402 Thomas Road in Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And that's www.salon. And they take appointments only on Saturday from 10 to 4. And then Tuesday and Friday is 10 to 8. And if you like waisted bands that go around your waist, they're like belts that are made with beads. And it's www.letsgetwastedofficial.com. For the glory and honor of God, if you would like to receive King James Version of the Bible, brand new one, you can call or text 856-304-7774. And I'm looking for caller number 2 and caller number 4. If you text, you have to text your number and your name, and I will call you back. And you will receive a Bible, brand new Bible, in the mail if you're number 2 and number 4. We thank the Lord for everything on tonight, for the service. If there's any calls, any other announcements, if there's no more announcements, we thank the Lord for his anytimes. Thank the Lord for the prayers and everything. Thank God for our prophet, Evangelist Cynthia, for that beautiful selection. And also,
Suzanne Khadija, honey, for the selection that she sang. I'm just so grateful and so thankful for all that you do to help this broadcast prosper. Dear honey, if there's nothing else, well, we thank the Lord for you. Bless you. And this brings the broadcast to an end. And we will be back here on Sunday. Glory to God. Sunday night at 7 p.m. at 563-999-3511. God bless you. Say good night to all.